Well, we get into the summer months. Becomes a lot of fun, even though we're technically spring, but the warm weather and the nice weather has been bringing people out to different towns and businesses, and it's our Main Street beat here on WEOL, brought to you by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau. And this time around, we're spotlighting Main Street Amherst, and Executive Director Teresa Gillis joins us. Hi, Teresa. How are you today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am good, too. I wish they'd get a little more sunshine. We get still some of this haze around, but the nice warm temperatures is kind of neat. A lot of stuff going on in different communities. This is the time when a lot of the main streets, including Main Street Amherst, sort of starts to shine, right? It gets people out. They come out to the communities, different type of festivals, events, bring things into town. Now, let's talk about your Walking on Wednesdays. This is coming up, what, the second Wednesdays of a month throughout the summer?
Yep, our first one is next Wednesday, 1 week from today. So we're really excited about that. But they will happen on the second Wednesday, June through September, from 4 p.m. to 7:30, right in the heart of our downtown. So we're really excited about that.
Now, a part of that is the, like, you have car, you know, the trucks shows, right? You have people coming with their vehicles as part of that, right?
We do. So on Park Avenue, we have a bunch of different types of vendors set up selling their wares. And then on Church Street, we have a car show. So anybody that wants to come down and, you know, enter their car in, we'd be happy to have them come that day. And we're really looking forward to seeing all the different types of vehicles as well.
And I know there's a farmer's market included with this, too. You're looking for folks to be a part of that.
We are, you know, and we have all different kinds of vendors, from, you know, crazy cones to American Outlaw Tattoo to Corytown Clothing Company to the Historical Society. I mean, there's just so many different types of vendors. There's just really something for everybody.
It gives them a chance to come down not only for the vendors and that, but also the shops that you have on.
Absolutely. All of our shops stay open late, and of course all of our restaurants and taverns will be open as well. So we want everybody to, you know, go inside of the businesses as well. I mean, everybody relies, you know, the businesses rely on the business, the community, I'm sorry, I can't talk this morning, you know, relies on the community to support them. And right. So this is a great time to do that because they're open in the evening.
Right. And part of you as executive director for Main Street Amherst is kind of be able to spotlight that and sort of feature those different businesses and talk to them. What's the attitude of some of them now? We've gone through several years where we're not quite sure how things come and go, but new businesses coming up and other ones that are still there.
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting time, really, you know, when people are coming out more and supporting, and the businesses are all doing well, you know, but they still rely on the community and the surrounding communities to support. And all of the main streets, I will say, you know, we all support one another. We work together. We support one another. And so we look forward to, like, Main Street Lorain, you know, their customers coming over and participating in our events and vice versa. You know, we go over there and support them for their events as well. So it's a great team effort from all of us.
And I guess, as somebody who's been there for a number of years, it's always good to see either new entrepreneurs or somebody who has a new idea for a new shop space that maybe hadn't been occupied. They want to take a chance at it.
Absolutely. You know, we have the Mermaid's Tail that has been there for, gosh, I've been there for 20 years. She's been there for at least 30. And then you've got Sandstone Candleworks that's fairly new. She's only been open maybe, I'm going to guess, 6 or 7 years. So it's, you know, a good range of, you know, businesses, and of course we want them all to be successful and stay open. So absolutely.
Sure. Any music events going on coming up? Is that part of Walking on Wednesday at all? Or,
well, for the car show, we have a DJ that plays music during the car show, and then we also have Don Moore, who plays his electric keyboard, and that is in the vendor area. So that's what we have as far as music goes. Okay. Main Street Amherst, or downtown Amherst, I would say, is a little bit smaller. I know that Main Street Vermilion, they have a lot of music during their Third Thursdays, but their streets are a little bit wider, so it works out a little bit better. Our music bounces off all the buildings, so it's a little more harder, you know, to have the music there, but we have a few.
Right. Are you still looking for people for participating for the cars, applications
for that? Absolutely. Yeah, they can come down the day of and sign up to be a part of it. Absolutely.
Well, if the weather holds out the way we've been having, we're going to have some great weather. For that's the one thing. You plan events, but you don't know what Mother Nature may have in store.
Yeah, you never know. And I encourage everybody to come down, because we also have Savage Society, which is an axe throwing. They bring down their cage, and you can try it out and see if you like it.
So a lot of things happening at Main Street Amherst. If people want to find out more about some of the things with Main Street Amherst, where's a good place to get that information?
They can go to our website. It's mainstreetamherst.org.
Sounds good. Teresa, we appreciate your time this morning. Take care. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you.
Thanks. Teresa.